bullied its way into an exclusive club.
And the international community will respond.
But will planned UN sanctions further hurt North Korea's suffering masses instead of its leader? First, your leafy greens, now your vegetable juice, pulled from store shelves. How do you know what's safe to eat, especially when it's supposed to be some of the healthiest food in your fridge? And the phone call you don't expect your mom to make.
Pretty well destroyed.
A Quebec teen facing jail time for a house party after his mother rang the police.
Global National with Kevin Newman. Substituting tonight, Tara Nelson.
Hello and thank you for joining us. Nearly 2 days after the global community was rocked by the alarming claim from North Korea that it had detonated its first nuclear weapon, the U.S. government still cannot confirm it actually took place. But that's not stopping world leaders from treating this incident as a legitimate threat. Major powers gathering at the United Nations to debate exactly what to do next. From Washington, here's Global National's Paul Johnson.
Don't blink or you might miss it. A moment of apparent consensus at the UN.
There has to be some punitive actions, but also I think that these actions have to be appropriate.
China's ambassador today among the diplomats calling for tough sanctions on North Korea. But what exactly is going to work?
We want both a strong resolution and a swift response by the council. We don't want a trade-off between those two variables. We want both.
Already there's agreement to ban weapon sales and restrict banking, but doing much more would likely mean a de facto naval blockade of the country, a potentially dangerous move in such an unstable region.
I think that the U.S. has not handled this well.
Canadian Charles Burton is a former diplomat in Asia and says the current U.S. policy of all stick and no carrot has backfired.
The best that we can try and do is to induce a gradual change in regime by targeting the elite and by continuing our economic sanctions and by stopping luxury goods from going into North Korea.
As much as possible, the U.S. wants this to be an issue of North Korea defying the world, not just the U.S. Washington wants to isolate the North Koreans and avoid talking to them directly.
The worst thing to do right now would be to say to the North Koreans, you've tested, so we'll talk to you. To try to give them some reassurance after they've tested would be the wrong move.
Meantime, it's still somewhat of a mystery as to exactly what was exploded in North Korea. While Russia and South Korea believe it was a nuclear bomb, the U.S. still hasn't ruled out a fake or even a dud. But none of that changes the game at the U.N., where the intent to go nuclear is disturbing enough. In Washington, this is Global National's Paul Johnson reporting.
The Prime Minister making his first public comments about the alleged nuclear North Korean nuclear test today. And Stephen Harper isn't mincing his tough words. Canada's official reaction? It's time to seriously consider economic sanctions against the North Korean regime. We're joined now by our Ottawa Bureau Chief Jacques Forbeau with the details. Jacques?
Well, Tara, the Canadian government has harshly condemned North Korea for detonating a nuclear bomb and is now working with the international community to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Now, Prime Minister Stephen Harper was in Vancouver today, and as it happens, he was speaking to a group of Korean-Canadian university students. And earlier in the day, Prime Minister Harper made it very clear what he thinks of the North Korean crisis.
We want to bring all the pressure we can to bear on them, up to and including sanctions. It's hard for me to assess today what level of threat North Korea is, but what is clear is that North Korea wishes to be a threat. And this is absolutely unacceptable to Canada and, I believe, to all of our allies.
And Foreign Affairs Minister Peter McKay is now working with those allies. Today he spoke with China's foreign minister. Tomorrow he's scheduled to speak with Russia's foreign minister. And Canada's position is clear that we somehow have to get North Korea back into talks about its nuclear program and that the world community has to seriously consider economic sanctions against North Korea. Tara?
All right, Jacques Forbeau in Ottawa tonight. Thank you.